Chapter 9, Mission 6, May Chattis Va'efer Chattis, Chattis water and Chattis ashes, Lo Yavirein B'Nahar B'Sfina. They are not allowed to be transported across a river on a boat. And the reason being, says the Kaati, that there was once an incident where a man was transporting Chattis water and Chattis ashes across the Jordan in a ship, and an olive-sized fragment of a corpse was found inside the boat. So the Chachomim, the sages, declared this special decree that a person can't carry Chattis water and Chattis ashes and transport them on the Jordan on a boat. V'lo yeshitaim al pnei hamayim, and not only that, but the person, they can't be floated over the water. They're in a container. They can't, the water and the ashes can't be put in a container and floated over the water. Not only that, they can't even be put in a container and thrown from one side of the river to the other, because this is also comparable to crossing the river in a boat. But says the Mishnah, the person can cross by foot the water and carry the Chattis waters and the ashes. He's allowed to do that. And even if the water comes up to his neck and it looks like he's floating with the water, Chattis waters and the Chattis ashes, nevertheless, it's still okay. Over who atar lechattis b'yadav kli reikam utar lechattis ubamayim she'ena mekudashim. But somebody who's ritually pure for the Chattis waters, he may row, cross over the river in a boat, holding in his hands an empty vessel which is ritually pure, and or with the vessel containing water that has been sanctified. Because the sages confined their restriction to a case where it was sanctified Chattis water and para ashes. And so that's the limited case where the sages implemented this special decree.